New Orleans Saints signed a new long snapper and continue preparations for the fourth and final preseason game. Stay with us. The New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap, presented by Acme Oyster House, starts right now. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap, presented by Acme Oyster House. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. And inside again for the black and gold, obviously due to the weather, and obviously because they're playing inside and on turf Thursday night against the Baltimore Ravens. Other than the obvious JD and full pads today, what do we notice about Saints practice on this Tuesday?
Well, we noticed some guys getting some work who will be probably in the mix a lot on Thursday night. A lot of the bubble guys who have an opportunity to make this team. 8 to 9 guys in that situation, Coach Sean Payton mentioned yesterday. We also saw Max Unger taking some snaps with the first team offense, an encouraging sign. He's going to play on Thursday night because he didn't get any snaps otherwise this preseason, so he's got to get back into the groove. Had a couple of guys missing from practice today, but I don't necessarily think it's major because those guys weren't expected to play in this game anyway.
No doubt, and of course we were a long way still from the opener, 1 week still from Monday. Kobe Fleener was another guy that Coach mentioned today that could see time on Thursday because of missed time during camp. More on the bubble players in a moment. John, I guess the headline today is the long snapping situation for the New Orleans Saints. John Dorenbos has been signed after being acquired via trade from the Philadelphia Eagles. Longtime veteran comes in here, hopefully to now finally solve this situation.
Well, that tells you that the Saints see something in him that they like in order to give away a 7th-round pick in order to get him. And also that tells you that, you know, maybe there's something going on, hopefully not too bad, with Justin Drescher. We did not see him on the practice field, but he has not been released. So we assume he's somewhere in the facility. We just don't know exactly what his status is.
All right. Head coach Sean Payton talked after practice today about the move and whether or not it does now finally fix this situation on the special teams.
Look, you're paying attention to the teams with two. Not just the teams with two, the teams that truly have two that are in a competition. And, you know, there is a little sense of urgency when – you know, a couple other teams, Chicago, for instance, lost a long snapper. So this was something we had discussed for a little bit and kind of came to fruition yesterday.
JD, let's go back to that conversation about the bubble players and what this week means for them. We saw extra reps for those guys today in practice. Surely they'll play the bulk of the snaps on the in the game on Thursday night against the Ravens. I don't think it can be overly stressed enough about, especially with the roster still being at the full, in this case, 89 to 90, depending on the day and the number. But it's a little different this year, but then again, it's all the same.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot more bodies to kind of navigate through. But, I mean, the coaches have a pretty good idea of what they want to keep and what they're looking for. In terms of special teams for some of these guys, there are special team spots to be had on this roster, guys who specifically play special teams. So this game where they're looking for something big out of somebody could mean a roster spot.
And that's where head coach Sean Payton is looking for that flash moment still here before the preseason games wrap up.
So heading into these games, I'm waiting for a player just to make it in the kicking game. You know, every year I've been in this league, I've seen a guy return a punt for a touchdown or block a punt or just really jump out at you. And so we're looking for that. And, you know, hopefully you see it. And like I said, you know, the more opportunities they have, the more chances you have of maybe getting your decision right.
One of those guys on the bubble right now, New Orleanian Arthur Millett. A lot of folks around here rooting for the former Bruin.
Well, Arthur started out real hot in the offseason. Then he got a setback with an injury. Now he's trying to fight his way back. He was one of those guys that the Saints coaching staff high on, an undrafted rookie, but a guy who seemed to possess a lot of the traits they like at cornerback, especially at nickelback, but unfortunately had the setback, so now he's trying to catch up, and hopefully he'll be one of those guys who will make a play.
And Millett talked about the huge opportunity he has this week.
Since I missed a lot of time that week, it kind of put a little pressure on me. So this is a big game for me. You know what I'm saying? It's going to determine if I make the team or I don't. So it's a big game for me.
And before we get to our final notebook part of our afternoon wrap today, Drew Brees did speak. Usually during the regular season, it's kind of like meet the press. If it's Wednesday, it's Drew Brees. It's Tuesday today. Drew spoke after practice. Anything jump out at you as to what he had said today, getting ready for a game that he won't play in?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that stood out was he talked about the offensive performance in the previous game where the offense only scored the field goal, but he said he felt like they performed a little bit better after looking at the film than what you initially thought when he was coming off the field.
He did also talk about training camp in general, as that's basically now come to a close, and the ever and always popular or positive Drew Brees spoke glowingly about the work that's been done.
The process, the result takes care of itself. I feel like this has been one of the better off seasons we've had and training camps, just in regards to the work that we've gotten done and then also the recovery time that's taken place during it. You know, I don't feel like guys are worn down. You know, I feel like we've had a good amount of time for teaching and then repetition and then recovery, which I think it's always a challenge to find that balance, but I think we've done a good job of finding that balance.
And with that, here on this Tuesday, time to get ready to close the notebook on today's practice. Any other notes that we need to throw in today, John?
Yeah, the guys who didn't work today, Nate Stupar, Craig Robertson, the linebackers. Also didn't see defensive tackle Tyler Davidson. He did not work today. But significant leaving practice today, Tommy Lee Lewis, the receiver, and Kenny Vaccaro, the safety. Now, Tommy Lee Lewis, that might mean something for a receiver to have an opportunity, because Tommy Lee, probably the fourth or fifth receiver in the rotation, might have been a guy who would have played on Thursday night. If he can't go on Thursday night, that opens up some reps for somebody else at receiver.
Yeah, we'll look for that on Thursday, that's for sure. Tomorrow is a closed walkthrough. The Saints will wrap things up and then get ready for Thursday night's 7 o'clock kickoff at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. More coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com. You'll also want to hear about Adrian Peterson and what he and his family are going through with regard to Texas and that situation over there. Again, our thoughts and prayers continue to be with those in the Lone Star State. That'll do it for us on this Tuesday. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly.